Those looking for evidence to support the view that Marian Kotleba's far-right People's Party Our Slovakia is extremist often point to demonstrations like this one, held in Bratislava in 2015 at the beginning of the European migrant crisis. Mr. Kotleba, then still governor of the Banská Bystrica region, whips up the crowd, mostly made up of young men with shaven heads, with talk of sorting out the traitors in Slovakia's parliament and government. The crowd responds with chants of "hang them" before one of the people on stage burns the EU flag. But a year later, Marian Kotleba, a sports teacher with a degree in economics, was one of 14 People's Party MPs in Slovakia's 150-seat parliament. The former neo-Nazi, who once dressed in the uniform of the wartime clerical fascist Slovak state, is now very much part of the political mainstream, albeit on its extreme right-wing fringe. Prosecutors had argued that the party's rhetoric on refugees, the Roma minority, Jews, NATO and EU membership, and parliamentary democracy in Slovakia were enough to outlaw it. But the court disagreed, and afterwards Mr. Kotleba was triumphant.
In our view, the Slovak Supreme Court has today confirmed that we are a legitimate political party which is fully involved in the political system of Slovakia via democratic means. We are trying, with our small number of MPs, to make life better for all people, all decent people, in Slovakia. We have a completely clear political manifesto that we offer to voters, and we are simply trying to gain more support amongst the people.
Marian Kotleba has survived previous political setbacks. A former party, the overtly fascist Slovak Brotherhood, was disbanded in 2006, but it never had seats in parliament. Matej Koščolný, editor-in-chief of the daily Deník N, says Kotleba and the party have learnt a valuable lesson.
Kotleba's party, they are really trying to change the system. They are trying to ruin the parliamentary democracy. They are not so stupid anymore as they were 10 years ago when they had the first party and they wrote it in their program and they were banned. This time it's not written in the program, so this time they care about what they wrote in the program, but their actual acts, their actual verbal attacks or even propositions, I mean, they attack all the time a Roma minority, they attack Jews. There is no good option, because if you ban them, they become martyrs. If you don't do it, then you show that it's okay to use politics and language like they do.
Slovak politicians, including the country's outgoing president, Andrej Kiska, responded by saying that far-right extremism needed to be defeated at the ballot box and not in a court of law. The next opportunity will be in a month's time at the European Parliament elections. Meanwhile, his successor, the Liberal lawyer Zuzana Čaputová, says it's time to address the concerns and frustrations that drive people into the arms of the far-right. Rob Cameron, DW, Bratislava.